wrong. I'm not pinging on immigrants. Because if I lived in a place that was so terrible I couldn't support my family or put a roof over my head or even find a toilet to go to the bathroom, I would be coming across this border just as quick as they are. You can't fault them for that. It's illegal. You can fault the government for allowing it to happen because it's illegal, it's unlawful. And they're always talking about we've got to follow the law. Truth is, we only have to follow the law that they think is okay. Why do they want these people coming across our borders? Because these people are helpless. They're without money, they're without a home, they're without a job. What are they? Victims. What do victims bring? Give them the vote and you're going to have socialism. That's why they don't try to stem the flood of immigration. It furthers the agenda of socialism. I feel sorry for those people. They're being used. And their only thought is to find a good place where they can have a good life for themselves and their children. They're being used and abused. And they all become good little Democrats. They all vote socialist. And they all want their handouts from under Uncle Sam. There are some who came into this country many years ago of many different nationalities who have learned the American way, are good Americans, are not immigrants. They are Americans. And they've established and have a sound place in this country. They're part of it. But they're being used. They can't speak the language. Because they can't speak the language, it's hard to find a job. When they find a job, it's not at the pay that they would like to have. So they look to the government to solve their problems. Does everybody understand what I'm telling you? You've often wondered, why is it that they don't do anything about this flood of immigrants coming across the border? And I'm not talking about just Hispanics from Mexico, Central and South America. I'm talking about from all over the world. They come here for a better life, not realizing that in coming here and being manipulated and used as they are, they're going to destroy all of their chances forever having the American dream. They're going to help bring about socialism, which will put them back into slavery again. And that's got to stop. You have to understand the agenda. You have to understand who's bringing it about and why before you can see the manipulations and how people are being used and manipulated to bring it about. How many of you believe that this is a Christian government? How many of you believe that it was founded as a Christian government? I hate to tell you this, but you're wrong. This country was built by Christians because that's the majority of the people who originally came here.